T-minus 1 minute. T-minus 50 seconds. T-minus 40 seconds. T-minus 30 seconds. T-minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Own it, own it, own it, Kong. I own it. It did.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Hey, 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 welcome to Women.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl Stephanie Hardy of The Hardy Wrestling Podcast and Women's Wrestling Talk. And this is a message for Penelope Pink, who is now the new WOW World Champion. Congratulations, you worked really hard for it. And actually, this time you didn't cheat, which is something that you normally do in all your matches with Lana Starr to begin with. Ever since you two got together, all y'all ever do is cheat in order for you to win. And then you brag about it later in your little dressing room and act like you're all that. And that's the reason why I don't like you. But the thing that really, really grinds my gears that you did this week was the fact that you had my name in your mouth when I wasn't on the interview with you, Lana Starr, and my girl Katrina. I was at work trying to get this money out here, and you out of all people should understand that, seeing as you're from Detroit, what, from 8 Mile, whatever. But get this though, you need to understand that I don't like you because all you got to do is run up behind Lana Starr and get her to cheat for you when deep down inside, you are that girl. And yeah, you are talented. But here's the thing, though. You think you could just run over everybody and treat everybody like trash. And then you think that you could treat me like trash just because I called out all of your dirty tactics. Well, guess what, ma'am? I'm not backing down. I'm not like all these other journalists who acts like, oh, well, I didn't see that happen. I didn't see that happen. Well, guess what? I see it and I call it like I see it. And if you don't like it, you know exactly where to find me. I'm on Women's Wrestling Talk almost every week, and you can find me on The Hardy Wrestling Podcast every week if you want to do something about it. Run up, get done up. I'll see you later. Congratulations or whatever.
Well, shout out to TK for that. Well, like I was about to say, welcome to Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. And welcome to our WOW Superheroes after show that we do every Monday. And it's just crazy because Yeah, I'll get into that later, but of course, we're here to talk about the show from Saturday, the episode that aired this past Saturday of WOW Superheroes, and we're just happy to be here. Of course, I'm your girl, Stephanie Hardy, like I was in that video and like I am right now, host and creator of The Hardy Wrestling Podcast, host and writer for Women's Wrestling Talk, and also color commentator for the Belladonna Division Battle Club Pro and Black Girl Magic 2022. But I'm not alone. I am here with my girl, the host of In Cat We Trust, amazing writer and interviewer, and all-around amazing super mom who is just an ageless beauty, Katrina Blake. How are you, Kat?
You say the nicest things. Thank you. You're talking about it. I was 27 in that photo. So I am okay. I'm a little tired. It's been a bit of a crazy couple of days, but I am happy to be here. I'm happy we got to finally see the episode since we were there in person, in the flesh. I saw us right away. I was super excited about that. And the fact that we had the information for some time, we kind of hold it dear to our hearts, and we got to finally get to see, you know, congratulations. And of course, your extra message, as I totally understand, because, you know, the interview for that will be out tomorrow, I believe. And so, yeah, it was definitely nice to kind of see all that kind of come together finally on TV.
Yeah, it was absolutely wonderful. But for those who may or may not know, this past episode of Wow Superheroes emanated from the Los Angeles Convention Center at Los Angeles Comic-Con, which took place in kayfabe this past weekend, but in real life in December of last year, in which me and Katrina were able to attend that show in their Wow Superheroes hub. And then it's also where Katrina had her amazing and fabulous Women of Color in Wrestling panel. So it was amazing to be a part of, and it was an amazing experience where we were able to see a WOW show taping in person, as well as getting to interview some of those girls. So if you haven't had a chance to watch those interviews here lately, you can, you know, watch those on our YouTube channel. So it was amazing to finally see the episode take place on television. We were excited. We were holding on to so much information, but it was so wonderful to actually see it take place on television, along with some more of the production storytelling that they were doing to lead into the matches that took place on the episode. So as a whole, Katrina, how did you feel about watching the episode on television and seeing how they tied in a lot of the storylines with it?
I was really happy. We was a bit confused when we were there, and we said it because we wasn't sure. We was like, wait, what? Like, from where we were as far as watching episodes, we were a little bit off. And so we was just like, when does this happen? You know, we was, and so once the week started coming, I was like, okay, now this actually makes sense. So we was privy to it early, but it actually made sense when we finally got to see everything leading up until Saturday's episode. And so it was really cool to see. Again, it was the energy was exactly like was said on commentary. It was, everybody was hyped for it. We were hyped. There was a lot of trash talking. Me, not so much, because I saw myself record. I was taking so many pictures. I was trying to get pictures to have it. So, but it was nice to kind of see that. And I was very glad. I was like, yay, it's finally here. He was waiting this whole time, which is why I had to wait to post the interview with Penelope. But I was really excited to see it. Very happy.
As was I, you know. And then, of course, if you've seen some of the posts that we've made, you know, from the past, from when that actually happened on our social media handles, like, we were very excited to be there, and it was really exciting to see it all coalesce on television and for us to actually see ourselves in certain spots on television as some of the wrestlers made their entrances in and all of the above. And we were talking trash, but yes, you're right, Katrina, you were the one who was recording, and I was trying to record, but I was mostly the one talking trash. As you can see, at the beginning of our live telecast, I was talking trash at Penelope Pink, but we will get to her in a few minutes, and I will get to tell that story a little bit later. But we have to go into the rest of the episode proper. So the episode started with David McLean, the founder of WOW, giving an intro and talking about, you know, how this show happened with LA Comic-Con. And later on in the episode, he did address, you know, how Los Angeles Comic-Con got started, who founded it. And it was actually founded by a woman whose name I wasn't necessarily able to catch. But either way, he gave props to all the people who was allowing for them to have the show there and do the taping there. And it was really cool to see, you know, that area again and sort of look at that arena and just sort of get like flashbacks of how, you know, Katrina and I were running around trying to find where they were having the show, trying to find our place there, trying to find out where we were supposed to have the panel and everything. So it was really amazing to go back down memory lane with that. So of course, you know, they went towards the first match, which was a rematch from last week with Coach Campanelli and Randy Rah-Rah versus Miami Sweet Heat, of course, managed by the fabulous Lana Starr, getting a rematch for those Wild Tag Team titles that Miami Sweet Heat surprisingly lost. And of course, they wanted those back. And Coach Campanelli and Randy Rah-Rah were definitely willing to challenge them to basically, you know, defend those titles that they won, that they were very surprised that they won. So this match, of course, watching it in person is a lot different than watching it, you know, in on television. But watching it, you know, and seeing the action that these women were able to put forth in this match was really awesome. And of course, like we said earlier, like Katrina did state, it was a little bit weird watching Coach and Randy as champions then, because, you know, the telecast hadn't really caught up to that. And so we were just like, whoa, wait, they win? So yeah, they won the titles. And so they defended them. And then Miami Sweet Heat wound up fighting them for it again. And they were not in the mood, okay? Like, the Carlson twins came in hot, you know, when they were making their entrance and beat up on them immediately. But Coach and Randy, you know, caught up with them and basically ran them into each other in the middle of the ring and covered and did like a double pin for them. But then it was a near fall. They kicked out. But then they continued to beat up on them. And Randy Rah-Rah was getting ganged up on by the Carlson twins at one point. But once Randy was able to tag in, her and Coach actually did a lot of double teamwork, and Coach actually battled through. But something happened, which is something that I wound up addressing this weekend, which irritated me here again, was that Lana Starr was paying dividends as the X Factor for the Carlson twins by distracting the referee when Coach Campanelli actually had one of the twins down for a pin, and they actually wound up jumping on to Coach Campanelli and Randy Rah-Rah and wound up covering them for the 1-2-3, and they won their titles back. So after they won the titles back, Coach, the Carlson twins are now the new champions. They, Coach and Randy, cut a promo, and it was really scathing for us to kind of, you know, witness that. Coach was like, now y'all know y'all cheated. That's not how she said it, but she said basically, y'all know y'all cheated and y'all know y'all don't deserve these titles, so we want a rematch tonight, okay? And the twins were like, no, you're not getting a rematch. Or more specifically, they were like, we're not getting a rematch, you're not getting it, because they were speaking in really high voices and it was really funny. But they were like, and Lana was just like, no, we're not giving a rematch tonight. You know, you're going to do it on our time, which is so funny because, you know, they wanted a rematch on their time, but they didn't want to give a rematch on their time either. So it was like on the other team's time. It was really crazy. But Coach Campanelli said, look, we will fight you anytime in any place so those titles can be back to us. And she called herself Coach Campanelli, which I thought was real cute. So either way, they are owed a rematch. And I can't wait to see, you know, what's going to happen next. So, Katrina, how did you feel about this match in person and on television? And how do you feel about the trajectory of the tag titles at this point?
Like I stated before you talked about the match, but I was surprised seeing Coach Campanelli and Randy having the title. So when we saw them win last week, I was like, yeah, okay, now this makes sense. It's now starting to come together. And it was unfortunate because they only had it for a week. And I felt like, of, you know, while I have my opinions about how Miami Sweet Heat got titles in the first place, and I thought it should have been with the Tonga Twins, and I said this previously in regards to when you're talking about who was doing what during that tag team, you know, tournament that was happening for the belts, I was like, I mean, okay, fine, we get this. And so to kind of have them lose it to win it right back was kind of like, oh man, because I didn't realize at the time we were watching this live that it would be such a quick change. I thought there might have been a little bit more time before we got the title change. And so I was surprised, but I thought it was a good match. I did like that Coach said Coach Campanelli. I thought that was a nice little swing to go with her name. I thought it worked really well. But it was a solid match. And I did think, again, Lana definitely had a lot to say so in how that match kind of played out. several times actually during that match. She was kind of stepping in a little bit and kind of interfering in ways that kind of, you know, ended it sooner. But Miami Sweet Heat did get the titles back. And so we'll see if they actually do the right thing and give Coach and Randy another title, or will it be like a flip-flop again? Will it go back to Coach and Randy? Who knows? But absolutely a great way to start off this, especially at LA Comic Con.
Yeah, it was a good way to start it off. I was very frustrated. I wasn't necessarily frustrated, but at the same time, I was just like, Lana, she can just never stay out of people's business, which is just a big qualm that I have with her. And when it comes to the Fab Four, it just seems like, you know, it's so funny. Like, I feel like I mentioned this ad nauseum, you know, on this show. It's just like, you think about the trajectory of Miami Sweet Heat and where they were when they first started. They are such a great tag team. They have that amazing chemistry because, of course, they're twins, they're sisters. You know, they can read each other's minds in a sense. They have that twin telepathy. And it's just like, when they had that going on for themselves, they were destined to be champions anyway. So for them to finally, you know, turn into like these, you know, these dastardly heels at this point with Lana Starr, who just tries to seek shortcuts every chance she gets, you know, it's just like, you're never in a fair fight. You're basically in a handicap. The other team that's fighting them is basically in a handicap match. And I was really angry. And of course, you know, I was booing and yelling or whatnot. But it's just, you know, it's really frustrating. But they have those titles. And it's like, I'm more than sure if Coach and Randy don't get a rematch next week, they'll probably like stretch it out. And then they might get a rematch like in the next 3 weeks or something. Because if it's one thing the Carlson twins have done in the past, when they were champion, they stretched out however long they were champions and basically went on like a victory lap for a number of weeks before they defended those titles again. So it might be a while before we see them defend those titles, either from Coach or Randy, or whether it might be from someone else. So it was really frustrating to see it end that way. And it is frustrating when titles go back and forth like that. We've seen it numerous amount of times with even WWE's women's tag division, or in the case of, you know, even with the regular women's singles division, where we've watched different rivalries where the title has gone back and forth, you know, in the past. So it is kind of frustrating when you see that. But at the same time, you know, I'm still hopeful that the competition will still be hype for the tag division in WOW. So this was a good match to see. It was amazing to see Coach and Randy working together and still keeping that chemistry with each other and with their growing faith in each other. And then another part that I noticed about the show was the fact that Randy was actually able to speak out a little bit more, as opposed to Coach basically just taking the wheel and strong arming it and making it so Randy can't even express herself and how she feels to be a part of the tag team. That was definitely different. So they are meshing together a little bit better than they normally do, or at least than they have in the past. So I'm more than sure that they will have another chance, but it might be a while because, you know, they're dastardly. So we just gotta wait and see. So yeah, in the comments, Gary, thank you for joining us on YouTube, saying I'm so behind in WOW. Hey, it's okay. You know, we all run behind, but you can catch up because I believe they are on Pluto TV now and you can watch it for free. So if you are behind, you can watch it on there, and then you can watch, you know, all of their matches on their YouTube channel for free as well. So you can catch up there. So yeah, that's pretty much it for that match. But leading into the next match, but before we get to the next match, we got to tell this story component. Candy Crush has been on a warpath with Team Darkness when it came to the case of her missing gloves that her grandmother gave her. They've been messing with her head, costing her matches and all of the above, and basically just messing with her over and over again and making it seem like she can never win when it comes to them, when it comes to Chainsaw Holiday and Siren the Voodoo Doll. So we were able to actually get some answers as to what Candy Crush was doing in order to get some answers. Because like last week I was saying how she needs to meet them on their turf, like on at a haunted house or a compound or something, or whatever it is that they have. This actually happened. And I'm just putting that together just now because I didn't even think about it when I was watching it, but I'm putting it together now. Candy Crush went to go find them, and she found them at this haunted house called the 17th door or the 17th floor. She found them at a haunted house, and she actually streamed it on Instagram Live or whatever live platform she had. And she was dressed in her WoW suit, and she went running around in the haunted house to find them. And she was, you know, accosted by a lot of different zombies and monsters as she went around in a haunted house. Now, I've never been in a haunted house because I don't like being scared. That's not my forte. But this was still entertaining to watch, as you were able to see Candy sort of just fight through all these different hallways and all these different, you know, monsters in order to get the answers that she wanted. And she ran into Chainsaw finally, while you could also hear in the background, you could hear Siren the Voodoo Doll's voice sort of narrating her throughout the entire level of her going through the house. But Chainsaw, she finally ran into her and tried to fight her, but Chainsaw wound up blocking their way with like a fenced wall. And eventually she found her way towards the gloves, but then the gloves were taken from her. And then she was locked in another chamber and put in another hallway and into another tunnel. It was crazy. It was very trippy. But once she finally got to an end point, she ran into someone that we hadn't seen before, you know, on WoW television, but we did see at the WoW show, who we did not know yet. And that was Miss Angelica Dante, who is the sister of Chainsaw. And she stated that she was the one who was behind all of the mind games with Candy Crush and those gloves. She said she revealed herself to be the sister, and she basically said that she was the one behind it all, and that, you know, you're going to have to pass one last test and actually fight my sister. And once Candy Crush, you know, finally got past her frustrations and finally got out of the haunted house and ran towards the Comic-Con in Los Angeles, her and Chainsaw were able to have their match, leading to what we saw, which was Chainsaw versus Candy Crush with Angelica Dante, which was revenge for the boxing gloves. And this match was really amazing to witness. It really was amazing to witness because Candy Crush came in hot. Like, she ran straight past us, straight to the ring after Chainsaw made her entrance along with Angelica Dante. Chainsaw was looking real creepy because she had on this jacket made out of people's faces and flesh. And it was like, oh, it was very off-putting. But Candy Crush didn't care about none of that. She ran straight in and she was ready to beat up on Chainsaw. And even in the moments where it looked like Chainsaw was beating her up and running her boot into her face with all her power moves and stuff like that, Candy Crush was fighting it, and she was not having any of it. She was powering out with all of her quickness and all of her hard hits and stuff like that. Like, Candy Crush did not come to play this time. She didn't care if Angelica Dante was out there, if Siren was out there, or if Holiday was out there. She was coming with vengeance, okay? On her mind. Like Kill Bill, she was ready to go. And this is what happened. Like, she fought her tooth and nail, and eventually Candy Crush wound up winning the match, and we were really happy about that. We were crunk about that. We were yelling for her. I was like, get it, Candy, get it, Candy. But after that point, after she had her hand raised in victory by the referee, she cut a promo stating that she wanted answers from Angelica Dante that Angelica, you know, promised to give her after she passed that test. And Angelica just decided to play more mind games with her and say, well, guess what? You have one more test to pass. And this frustrated Candy. She was like, look, that's not what you said. You said you were going to give me my answers. You said you were going to give me my gloves. Stop this mess. But Angelica just did an evil laugh and ran away. And Candy proceeded to run after them. And they ran out the door past us. So, Katrina, how did you feel about this match in person and on television? And how did you feel about the answers that we got through Angelica Dante?
I did like the haunted house aspect only because I particularly like horror stuff, and I didn't think the house was like really scary. I mean, personally, but I'm also a weirdo. And so for me, I wasn't afraid of anything that was happening in the house, but I did like the aspect of you have people like, you know, Chainsaw, and you have, they're a little bit off-putting, they're a little bit odd. And so I thought it was a nice little thing to kind of lead her up to this. And so I, at the time, didn't even realize that was supposed, they were supposed to be sisters when we were there. I don't recall them even saying that out loud, that they were sisters. And so I just thought maybe that this is going to be another person that would be added on later on, you know, in like a future episode. I had no idea they were supposed to be related. And so I was like, oh, okay, she got a sister. All right, cool. Now I know who this person in the Red Riding Hood sis, because I was like, same, I got one of those, who that was. I was like, okay, you know, I had to put, like, it now, it clicks, it connects for me. And so I thought the match was good, and I do feel like there were times where, you know, Candy got some punishment, but she also kind of gave some punishment. And I felt like this was a you know, everything that's been going on for the last few months came to a head in this match. And so it's unfortunate that she finally get a win to still have to go do one more thing. And I know there I was just like, you know, again, this is before we really started seeing the weeks of episodes when they was explaining everything with the gloves to that extent. Like, we knew a little bit of it, but, and I would believe in the interview I did with Candy, I mentioned, I asked about the gloves. And so, you know, we didn't know to the extent at the time when we did the interview that it was all of this involved. And so kind of see that play out. It was cool. I'm glad Candy got the win, but it's like, oh man, but what else does sis need to do? Like, she did enough. Like, personally, not me. Like, I'm just like, first of all, we're gonna have to fight right now. There's no waiting. Cause like, you said something, let's do what you say. I'm a person of belief. Say what you mean. And so, otherwise I thought it was good. I thought it was nice to kind of see Candy get a little bit of finally, you know, some retribution, because I felt like they kept like doing all these things and she really wasn't getting past this. But I don't know what else they're gonna have for her, because now we're going back to the regular, you know, studio location for tapings. And it's like, well, what are they gonna do next? Is there gonna be another situation? Are they gonna involve the other part of that faction in this? And so we'll see. But otherwise, it was, again, nice to kind of see that on seeing us there, see us kind of involved and happy that Candy got that win.
Yeah, I was really excited that she got that win, but it's just like, I'm just like you now. Like, what else does Candy have to prove? It's like, she's already basically ran through and beat everybody on Team Darkness. Now, unless Angelica herself is actually a wrestler outside of just being a manager, like, I don't know what else Candy would have to do in order to get the answers that she wants. Here again, I feel like she should just go to the haunted house and burn it down since they want to act crazy. But, you know, we just got to wait and see. But either way, I'm just like, she's already beaten all of you. Like, why can't y'all just stop playing with her mind? Like, it's just, it's really aggravating for me. Not from a programming standpoint, like, I'm tired of it, but it's aggravating on the part of Candy, you know, and the anguish that she's having to go through from these women who are just choosing to pick on her like this. It's just a lot. It really is a lot. But either way, it was still really great to see her get that win, because it's like you said, at the point where we had watched it, you know, once we saw that show, you know, it was, you know, she was still going through all this torture. So it was nice to see her get the win, and then for them to tie it in with the television show itself now. Like, it was just really good, you know, in terms of storytelling and explaining to us, you know, who Angelica Dante was. And she has a very alluring presence. And it's so funny, you were calling her, you know, Little Red Riding Hood or something like that. And I was just like, you know, she does kind of, you know, have that look, but they didn't necessarily like fully announce who she was. And if they did announce who she was, we may have missed it because of sound or something like that, you know. But either way, you know, she has a very alluring presence, and she's a little bit different from sort of like the in-your-faceness of the rest of Team Darkness. So I can't wait to see what else she does have to offer in terms of this storyline. Like, I really can't wait now that we fully know who she is. I can't wait. So at this point of the show, before we get to our main event, we're going to show a little bit of a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching, because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Yeah, y'all. I hope y'all like that commercial. So yeah, just do what the commercial said. Follow us everywhere. Subscribe to us everywhere. So before we get to our main event, we did discuss how they gave us, how of course they gave us the history, a little bit of a history blurb on Comic-Con Los Angeles. And we just want to send them a special thank you because not only did they house the WOW bubble that they had throughout the whole weekend, they also housed other wrestling stuff. Like when we got to interview Glow, like the original Glow Girl, Hollywood, we got to do that. And then of course we had to do the panel that Katrina curated called the Women of Color in Wrestling panel with so many amazing women like Katrina, like TK Trinidad, like we just saw, Jen Savani, Viva Van, Kid Bandit, and myself. Like it was, and Ringside Rain. So many amazing women on the panel. So we just want to send them a special thank you for showing hospitality and just having an amazing event. So it was just really great to be a part of. It was such an honor to be a part of. And hopefully, you know, this won't be the end for us participating in, you know, conventions, especially not for Katrina here. So, hey, it was amazing to be there. So shout out to Comic-Con Los Angeles for showing us hospitality and for being good to us while we were there. It was a lot, but it was great. So moving towards the main event, they made a few announcements. One of which that disappointed me a whole lot was the fact that Leia McCoa, who wasn't in the match, you know, couldn't participate because she sustained an injury in one of the last matches that she participated in. So her Polynesian sister, Tiki Chamorro, actually took her place in the Gauntlet match for the WOW World title. And she talked about how happy she was to do it and how she was going to be representing for the other Polynesian women on the WOW roster. So that happened and I was disappointed in that. But just because she was injured doesn't mean that she will not bounce back and possibly qualify to win the WOW World title at some point because she's a champion. She has it all. And we've talked about that ad nauseum, so we won't do that necessarily here. But get well soon, Leia McCoa. We love you here. So we get to the Gauntlet match, and they didn't show all of it, you know, but we did see all of it, and it had all the participants here. And like we said, with the other match with Chainsaw and Candy Crush, how we saw Angelica Dante and didn't necessarily know who she was, we did see two new faces on this Gauntlet match in the form of Crystal Waters and Robbie Rocket. That was our first time ever seeing those two in the form of WOW superheroes. And we were just like, okay, so we were watching what they had to offer as superstars. And then we also saw a little bit of a character change in the form of Vivian Rivera, who cut a promo before this Gauntlet match. And she seemed a little bit more aggressive in her approach, but she seemed like she really did want to represent for girls like her from El Salvador. So that was really good to hear from her. But she had a little bit more aggression and she was being, you know, a little bit heelish towards us in the audience during this Gauntlet match. But they didn't show all of it on television, of course, because this is just an hour show. So at this point, a lot of women had got eliminated. Crystal Waters had been eliminated. I believe Vivian Rivera had been eliminated. So really, they only showed, I believe, maybe the final four, Katrina? Yeah, the final four.
Yeah, the last four that we got to see. Yeah, I think the last four when they really started showing it, which kind of sucked. Mm-hmm. We couldn't see it because it was a really solid match.
Yeah, it was a really good Gauntlet match, but they showed the final four. And as they got down to it, it wound up being, of course, you know, as the other two got eliminated, we got to the final two, and it was between Foxy Fierce, who we have been happy to have interviewed twice now at that event and also a few weeks ago, and Miss Penelope Pink. So they fought each other tooth and nail in this match, and we were on the edge of our seat just watching who was going to win this match. Like, we were really rooting for Foxy Fierce really hard because, of course, you know, solidarity with our fellow Black women in wrestling. She was fighting tooth and nail, hit Penelope Pink and a number of her other opponents with the rear view, and it was just really good to see her, you know, have this sort of showcase, because we hadn't really seen her showcase a lot of what she had to offer as a singles competitor in this type of environment in a while. So to see her do this and actually get to the final two in this gauntlet match was really good. We were so proud of her and her performance. She had nothing to be ashamed of. But Penelope Pink hit one of her beautiful finishers onto her, and it was a neck breaker of sorts, and she covered her for the 1-2-3, and now our new WOW World Champion is Penelope Pink, which now means that all of the Fab Four holds all the gold. Yeah. This was interesting to see. Not only was it interesting to see while we were there, because we didn't know exactly, you know, what had happened to lead up to that point, but to watch it on television and watch it coalesce was just really interesting for me. But then it also sort of made me upset as well. But like I said, I do want to just give more of a shout out to Foxy Fierce, because she did a phenomenal job. And even though she was really disappointed with not winning, she, you know, has a persistent spirit, and she was not, you know, ready to, you know, just give up on herself quite yet. And so she's on the verge of working her way back up to fighting, you know, to get the WOW World title. But like I said, Penelope Pink won, and she got the microphone and said, "I told you that I was going to win." And yeah, she did. That was something that she did mention at the beginning of her time at WOW, that was her goal, to win. She did say that she wanted to win it off the Beast, but of course the Beast is out with injury, so she couldn't compete for the title, so she left it vacant, which led this gauntlet match to take place. And she interviewed with Katrina, and that interview is up on our YouTube and also on WOW Superheroes social media, so if you want to check that interview out, you can, because she didn't want to interview with me. Because, you know, we don't like each other, as you could see in that picture, because I did promise I was going to tell the story of the picture on your right. So what happened was, since we are at Women's Wrestling Talk, since we love women's wrestling, we, as it stands, are the only news entity in wrestling that covers WOW Superheroes on a consistent basis. So when we got there, they took us in. WOW, the WOW crew took us in with open arms, and they welcomed us into their bubble, and it was really nice, you know, and shout out to them for loving on us continuously. And they knew who we were, you know, from us doing the after show over and over again. And so they knew us. And so Penelope knew who we were, and she knew who Kat was, and she actually called her Cat, which was really funny to Katrina. But then she walked up on me and got in my face because she and I have been going back and forth on social media, on Twitter and on Instagram, for the past couple of months, ever since WOW Superheroes started this new season. And so we decided that we were going to take a picture together, but it wasn't going to be like a happy picture like she has with Katrina, but it was going to be an attitude sassy picture. So that's where that picture came from. And of course, if you want to see, you know, the fullest of it, you know, you can go on Women's Wrestling Talk on Twitter at WWTopPod and check it out. But that's how our rivalry started. It started with me watching it and live tweeting, and she noticed it and she reacted to it. And that's basically how our rivalry began. But of course, you know, it was all love when we, you know, in real life. But, you know, just know that in terms of kayfabe, we don't like each other. And that's why after she won the title, I cut that promo. But before we get to that promo again, Katrina, how did you feel about the rest of this match and with Penelope Pink winning the title, and how you feel about the Fab Four now holding all the gold?
Well, she did say she wanted the title. She's been saying it since we started watching and covering WOW until she got it. And in this regard, she actually, you know, it was a situation where the, you know, as much as I love some Foxy Fierce, you know, she's everything. I felt like in this regard, she did what needed to be done, and she got the belt. And so it was just like, you know, this time it was done correctly, you know, and so while everything else might have not been on par with doing it correctly or doing it fair. This time she got it fairly. She did. And to see that, I guess, again, in person, was like, okay, like, we can't really, you can't say anything. Like, I got to do a good interview with her. I took a nice picture because I know you guys have the beef. But in this regard, it was really nothing to, you know, complain in, because she actually did do it fairly. She actually did do it where it was just in the situation, the better person, you know, the better woman won in regards to the match. And so, yeah, I mean, it's, well, I'm interested to see what she's going to do as champion, because it's a new reign now. You know, we had the Beast for all this time, and then she was out for a little bit, and then she came back, and then she was like, I have to let go. And, you know, she was very, very dominant, you know, very dominant, very kind of like, it was a bit of a challenge to kind of go against somebody like her. And so I'm really curious to see now going forward what we're going to get from, you know, her as champion. And even with the other, you know, the squad in general, they do have all the belts as of right now. And then you still have Lana, who's managing, and you still have Vicky, who's, you know, also somebody like, would it be some discord between her? Would they maybe create another belt, which was kind of a lot, maybe, you know, put it out there in the universe, which was an interview that will go live tomorrow. And so you just, it's now it's new things to kind of see what we're going to get. So I feel like I'm like to see what we're going to get next from this, because this is a new reign, the new champion. Are they going to be mad extra, even more extra than they already are because of this? And I guess we will see going forward. But I thought it was a fantastic gauntlet. We was introduced to Robbie for the first time. So when we finally saw her on TV, I was like, oh, this is who this is, because we saw her for the first time there. And I didn't know who that was. It was a little weird seeing Vivian on the other side. And I was like, okay, this is not the Vivian I know. She's kind of extra. And I don't know how I feel about this. And then, you know, even with the other debut for us, at least, and so it was nice to see that. I thought it was a fantastic gauntlet. I thought they really did considering, and so just looking forward to see what's next for this, because they're kind of on the top now, like directly on top of everybody right now. And so I'm curious to see what they're going to do going forward.
But get this, Katrina, they are going to be extra, though. Like, the way that I was talking about them in my promo, which you can go back and watch, they are going to be extra. They're going to go in their dressing room. They're going to go all over Los Angeles and act like they run the town. They're going to tear up all the luxury stores and make it seem like they got to run everything because they have all the gold and all the above. Like, it's just going to be mayhem. And they're going to act like they could just run through everybody and just treat everybody like trash. Like I said, they're just going to be crazy now. And it's just, oh my God, it's going to be a hot mess. I'm so irritated with it. I'm already irritated with it. But you did make an excellent point. I have to give Penelope her props. She did win by herself, which I did question Lana Starr about, because they did comment under my promo on WW Talk Pod's Instagram. They basically said that all they heard was congratulations and that, you know, everybody loves her. And I told Penelope she was being delusional. And then Lana was just like, look, all I heard was congratulations. And I did ask her, you know, why didn't you come out there and help your girl like you always do? But, you know, Penelope did prove that she was able to compete on her own and do it without the assist. So she did do that, and I will give credit where credit is due, but I still don't like her, because now that she's a champion, all she's just gonna do is just, it's only gonna make her head bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and she just thinks she can just do whatever she wants to do, and it's just, it's gonna be crazy. But I will give them props, because it is Women's History Month. It is always cool to see an all-female faction with all the gold. It's like, you had Toxic Attraction in the past 2 years with all their gold. You know, you had the likes of the Undisputed Era as men with all their gold. So it is nice to see more women, you know, have all the gold just like that. So I will give them, and I will give her and the Carlson twins a lot of props for that. They set out to do what they set out to do, and by hook or by crook, they did it. Now, I do want to mention that with Katrina, who I am so proud of, she did do an interview with Lana Starr and Penelope Pink, which will be coming out tomorrow on all of our platforms on Women's Wrestling Talk. In that interview, the reason why the promo happened is because Penelope mentioned my name and asked how come I wasn't doing an interview with her. And I was at work, so I couldn't do it. And then she didn't believe me. She didn't believe Katrina. She was like, yeah, work, right. And I was just like, okay. And Katrina told me about it. And I felt like that was probably the worst thing Katrina could have did, because that got me riled up and I had to say something. But I decided to wait until the television show came on. And after the show went off, I said what I had to say. So for those who may have missed it the first time, here it is.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Stephanie Hardy of The Hardy Wrestling Podcast and Women's Wrestling Talk. And this is a message for Penelope Pink, who is now the new WOW World Champion. Congratulations, you worked really hard for it. And actually, this time you didn't cheat, which is something that you normally do in all your matches with Lana Starr to begin with. Ever since you two got together, all y'all ever do is cheat in order for you to win. And then you brag about it later in your little dressing room and act like you're all that. And that's the reason why I don't like you. But the thing that really, really grinds my gears that you did this week was the fact that you had my name in your mouth when I wasn't on the interview with you, Lana Starr, and my girl Katrina. I was at work trying to get this money out here, and you out of all people should understand that, seeing as you're from Detroit, from 8 Mile, whatever. But get this though, you need to understand that I don't like you because all you got to do is run up behind Lana Starr and get her to cheat for you, when deep down inside, you are that girl. And yeah, you are talented. But here's the thing though. You think you could just run over everybody and treat everybody like trash. And then you think that you could treat me like trash just because I called out all of your dirty tactics. Well, guess what, ma'am? I'm not backing down. I'm not like all these other journalists who acts like, oh, well, I didn't see that happen. Well, guess what? I see it and I call it like I see it. And if you don't like it, you know exactly where to find me. I'm on Women's Wrestling Talk almost every week. And you can find me on The Hardy Wrestling Podcast every week if you want to do something about it. Run up, get done up. I'll see you later. Congratulations or whatever.
And I regret nothing. I regret nothing.
To be fair, she did say this after the interview. She's like, where's Stephanie? I was like, well, she's working. And she's like, yeah, working. And so I was like, okay, well, the beef continues.
See, Kat, you shouldn't have told me that. Because either way, look. She knows where I am, okay? She knows where I am because I call it like I see it, okay? And I'm not going to stop that. I'm never going to stop that. I have to be honest. Wrestling requires you to be honest, or at least it requires me to be honest, because it's like, it's something that I honestly love, so I have to be honest about what I see. And that's what I saw. But I will be honest and say that she did it by herself this past Saturday. So congratulations, you're the champion or whatever. But either way, you know where to find me. So either way, this episode of WOW was very special because we got to see it, and it was really cool to see it and witness it happen in real time. So we just can't wait to cover the rest of the show as it continues to go forward, as the Fab Four continue to wreak havoc on all of our lives. So that brings us to the end of the WOW Superheroes After Show. Sadly, Emily May could not join us, but of course, we do send her amazing vibes and good energy, you know, wherever she is, and just continue to just support our show and support Women's Wrestling Talk, as you saw in the commercial. So Katrina, just tell us where they can, tell everybody where they can find and follow you.
I am on most social media platforms, in Kat Vitras, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, the E's 3. I do have a new interview with Women's Wrestling Talk, as stated, with Penelope and Lana tomorrow that will be going live. There's also the little interviews we did do at near LA Comic Con that is on YouTube, so definitely go check that out. I do plan on posting the Candy Crush ones shortly, if not today, it's probably tomorrow. My Ruby Hardy interview is on my YouTube channel. My new interview with Jin Savani, who was at the LA Comic Con, will be going live at the end of the week, and so I'm excited about that. And if you aren't going to be in Los Angeles during WrestleMania weekend, I will be in Chicago with one of our co-host Shea, and some awesome returning and new faces on the panel for Chicago's Comic Con on WrestleMania weekend. And so if you're in Chicago and can get there, we would love to meet you guys. And thank you as always for supporting everything we are doing and supporting us on Women's Wrestling Talk.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And of course, when I'm not cutting scathing promos on people that I don't like, which isn't all the time, you can find me, your girl Stephanie Hardy, on Instagram and Twitter at Queen Steph Hardy. And also check out my show, The Hardy Wrestling Podcast, everywhere you get your shows. I do have a new interview with Emily Mayheller and her beloved husband, who's also a wrestler, Boss Baines. So please check that out because I love talking to them and their experience with Battle in the Valley, working with New Japan in America. So please check that out and just continue to support me as I continue to create content, not only for women History Month, but also for WrestleMania, because it's near and dear to my heart, and because I'm actually attending WrestleMania, which means I can't be with Katrina for the panel, but it's okay. So just continue to do that and be on the lookout for Women's Wrestling Talks content for Women's History Month, as we continue to curate that, and be on the lookout for any articles or posts that we might be able to make for this month. And like we said, since WrestleMania is coming up, you might see us wherever you might see us, you know, at that point. So just continue to support us. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at WWTalkPod. Check out our website at WWTalkPod.com and subscribe to us wherever you can on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook, and get notified every time we do something new or every time we have a new show going on. So yeah, this has been Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet and the Wild Superheroes After Show. Continue to support women's wrestling as a whole and support Wild Superheroes. And until next time, bye y'all.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.